Welcome to Moving Through and Beyond, a podcast dedicated to sharing inspired journeys of redefining life, vision, and purpose after immense hardship and grief. My goal with this podcast is to give you hope and to let my guest journeys inspire you to make the choice to keep looking up. I'm your host, Carrie Conley. I've started a community dedicated to young adults, their supporting families and friends, focusing on igniting voices and building a future with purpose. Guided by my passionate vision and the transformative Vision is Victory program, we aim to provide tools that solidify self-worth, establish an authentic sense of belonging, and help members like you design a visionary blueprint for their future. We will provide you with resources, workshops, and mentorship opportunities to empower you to overcome obstacles and lead with confidence. Whether you're a young adult seeking guidance, a parent or family member supporting a loved one, or someone passionate about making a difference, you're in the right place. Together, we'll build futures filled with hope, purpose, and victory. Join my Vision is Victory Facebook group and head to the description right now to find out how. Let's talk about procrastination. You know, here we are at the beginning of a new year, and probably already we've been putting some things on the back burner that we want to get done, and we're not doing it. So let's identify where this is coming from, and I have three things I want to share with you that I hope will help you. One is we have to identify, are we procrastinating because it's something that doesn't align with our true vision of where we want to go? Maybe we said yes to that thing and it's just not lining up with what you really want to do. I have learned, because I get so many opportunities presented to me every day, that either that thing that I'm being presented lines up with where I'm going and it's a definite yes, or it's a definite no. And a lot of times we always say yes to something that in our brain we're thinking, I really want to say no to this. So let's identify if this really is a part of your vision, or if it's something that maybe you need to put off or tell somebody, you know what, I can't do this right now, maybe later. It's okay to do that. Second thing is to identify where you are getting tripped up in your day. A lot of times procrastination is just possibly a time management problem. I am somebody that I am very, very disciplined with every hour of my day. I can literally stop every 60 minutes and ask myself, what is the best use of my next hour? Because so many of us, especially if you can't feel time pass, will look up and just go, where did the day go? Totally lose it. So if you need to get better at time management, there's so many tools you can use for that. And the last thing is get an accountability partner. If it's something that's really out of your comfort zone, but it's something you know is in the direction that you need to go, get somebody that's going to hold you accountable every day, every week, every month, to just take baby steps every day. I have always had coaches in my entire career. I've always had coaches, and the biggest reason was because I knew that the personal growth I was going to have to go through to reach the goal was going to be a lot. And I had to have people who reminded me every day who I was, where I was going. They believed in me and just reminded me to take a baby step every day.
If you found this episode inspiring or helpful, please share it with a friend or a family member. In order to be successful on this mission, I can't do it alone. Connect with me at www.carrieconley.com, and don't forget to sign up for my weekly Do It On Purpose newsletter. Let's build this life-giving vision movement together to end this epidemic, save lives, and create purpose.